Fiat. July 8, 1934. What it takes to form the life of the divine will in the creature. Veil that hides it. Exchange of life. The divine volition seems to be constantly watching me with a searching eye to see whether its adorable will flows as prime act in the whole of my interior. And with an admirable and divine jealousy, it invests everything, it surrounds everything. Nor does it look at whether the act is small or great, but it looks at whether in it flows the life of its will. In fact, all the value and greatness of an act depends on whether the divine will is present inside of it. Everything else, as great as it might be, is reduced to a veil extremely thin, just enough as to cover and hide the great treasure, the incomparable life of the divine will. Now, while my mind was all occupied by the divine will, my highest good, Jesus, who seems to take an unspeakable delight when he wants to speak about his will, all goodness told me, "My blessed daughter, so that an act may be pleasing to me, and my will may form its complete life in it, the whole of the interior of the creature must be centralized in my fiat. The will must want it. The desire must ardently desire what the will wants. The affections, the tendencies, must aspire and tend only to receiving the life of my will into their act. The heart must love and enclose within its heartbeat the life of my will. The memory remember it. The intelligence comprehend it. So, everything must be centralized in the act in which my will wants to form its life. Just as it takes a will, a desire, a heart, affections, tendencies, memory, intelligence in order to form a life. Otherwise, it could not be called whole and perfect life. The same with my divine will, as it wants to form its life in the act of the creature, centralized in the act or life that it wants to form. Otherwise, it could not be called whole and perfect life. This is why, then, my will wants everything. To be able to exchange the life of its love in the love of the creature, its divine desires and tendencies within hers, its uncreated heartbeat in the created heartbeat, its eternal memory in the finite memory. In sum, everything. He wants to be free in everything, to be able to form a life that is whole, not halved. And as the creature gives up of what is her own, so does my divine will make the exchange with what is its own. Then is its life fecund, and it generates within the veil of the creature that covers it love, desire, tendencies, memory, all of divine will. And there it forms the great prodigy of its life in the life of the creature. Otherwise, it could not be called life, but simple adhesion to my will, not even in everything, but in part. Therefore, it will not be able to bring about either the effects or the goods that my will possesses. An image of this would be the sun. If its light did not possess heat, sweetnesses, flavors, fragrances, colors, it would not be able to form the beautiful iris of colors, the variety of sweetnesses, the sublimeness of flavors and fragrances. If it gives them to the earth, it is because it possesses them. And if it did not possess them, it would not be true life of light, but sterile light, without fecundity. The same with the creature. If she does not give to my will the place of the whole of her interior, She will not be able to possess its love that is never extinguished, the divine sweetnesses and flavors, and everything that forms the life of my will. Therefore, do not keep anything of yourself and for yourself, and you will give us the great glory of having a life of our will upon earth, veiled by your mortal guises, and for you, the great good of possessing it. You will feel, flowing within your guises, like rapid sea, the happiness, the joys, the firmness of good, the love that always loves, the sweetnesses, the flavors, the conquests of your Jesus will be yours too. Your guises will continue the office of pains down here, but will have a life of divine will that will sustain them, which will make use of them in order to carry out the life of its divine conquests and victories within the human guises. Therefore, always forward in my will.